Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, today, readings are going to be for April the 2nd to April the 9th. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the energetic roles as you see fit to your current timeline. And if I'm not picking up on your energy, feel free to check back with me next week, and I might be picking up on your energy then. So today, all signs are welcome as they are for the collective, okay? Don't try to make the story fit. Only take what resonates and all that good jazz, all right? Okay, so how are we doing out here? Energy is really, you know, out here doing something, all right? Just make sure you're staying grounded as best as possible. We're 2 days knee deep here in Mercury retrograde in Aries, and we also experienced the last quarter moon yesterday in Capricorn. So there's a lot of energy that's being cleaned up, cleared out to make room for new energy to begin to, you know, ruminate. And this is that time where a lot of things are coming to the surface. And you might be noticing a lot of different miscommunications, delays, maybe things not going as planned. So energy-wise, you know, stay open, stay flexible to change. Make sure if you have any technology, back that up. And again, there could be old resurfacings of, you know, family members, friends, ex-lovers, whatever the case may be, coming through as well for this next upcoming 2 weeks. So with this last quarter moon in Capricorn, you have, you know, about a week of cleaning and clearing, all right? And we'll be rolling up here on April the 8th for the solar eclipse, also in the sign of Aries. So we have a lot going on. April's pretty much the wildest month for this year. So yeah, let's get on into it. Hope that clap wasn't in your ear. So sorry, forgive me for that. So we are going to jump into today's readings. We are going to be doing a weekly collective check-in, see what the energy is looking like with the collective through the Crims Crack Street Corners, Grandmom's back door. We're also going to be tapping in with spirit, your ancestors, guardians, and guides, and see what kind of messages are coming through as well. At the end, you will get some love messages and all that good jazz. So let's jump on into it. We're going to jump on into a fun fact. See you very shortly. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact today is about the moonlight. Now, just as the sun does shine, it is also sharing its glow with our moon. So the reflectant light that you actually see from the moon is coming from the sun. Now, this is providing us with nitric oxide, which helps actually, you know, regulate and lower our blood pressure, which is a wonderful, great health benefit as well, while also aiding in providing endorphins and vitamin D production. Now, there's so many great benefits. What are you waiting for? Get out under that moon and enjoy these benefits. Now, that was your fun fact today for the body, soul, and mind. All right, let's jump on into it, shall we? We're going to start off with the classic tarot first, and then we'll get some messages from the fairy tarot. Alright, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of, or clarification on. Please and thank you. All right, what do we have coming in this week for the collective spirit? All All right, first card out is the Four of Pentacles upright. So you could be hung up on something. Either it could be some type of possession or situation where there could be some type of inflexibility or a fear of change, right? So it may be something merely to do with you know, your level of comfort, but there is some type of limiting energy here that's blocking an opportunity from forward progression or forward movement. So there could be something like, you know, that's stopping you from some sort of change, or could have you stuck in some sort of way. And this could either be, this is something to deal with some type of change that's involved. But it's some type of fear behind that change. It's like the unknown may seem scary. Okay, and we have the Star that just popped out. Major Arcana on the board upright. So it's looking like, yeah, there's some type of new possibilities coming. Because when this card comes in, it's like coming in pertaining to good fortune, creativity, inspiration, spiritual growth, really seeing the unseen, and wishes coming true, marking a time of fulfillment. And when the Star comes, it's like very symbolic of renewal, beauty, and really like an energy of spiritual tranquility, of happiness and different opportunities. So there's some type of major changes coming in this week that's really opening all these new doors of exploration for you to venture down to. I mean, and these opportunities are very positive and very different aspects, and it's almost like but I don't know. There's something like, there is something coming in. Let's keep saying. What else, Spirit? Yeah, like there's so many opportunities coming in with the Star card, right? And there's different opportunities of exploration, but also spiritual growth. And really doing something that's fulfilling. But it's like there's something, new patterns are starting, but there's something here that's blocking it. What else we got, Spirit? Okay. Minor Arcana, Queen of Wands upright. So this could be, yeah, this is like the more energy of movement, forward movement. And it's like there's something that's blocking this energy, though. What the hell is this? Minor Arcana, the Ace of Swords. So it's looking like, at the bottom of the deck, we got the Magician. So with this Ace of Swords reversed, it's looking like something hasn't gone maybe the way you expected it to, or maybe as quickly as you hoped for, maybe. And this is causing some type of stagnant energy, some type of blockage for further movement. So something has went not the way you wanted to, or maybe as quick as you wanted to. So this is causing some type of blockage here. Let's get two cards from the fairy deck. For closing messages. Closing messages, Spirit. Okay. The Five of Autumn. Yeah, so there's change. Again, there's changes that are coming, and you may feel like, you know, am I ready for this change? And we also have the Three of Autumn. So yeah, Spirit's like, follow your intuition, follow your passion. Do what's best for you. But yeah, this, because with this Four of Pentacles here and this Ace of Swords. It's like there's something you're stuck on here because something didn't go as planned or did not turn out as fast, but there is some type of opportunity that was here or is still here, but there's like no movement towards it because of this energy of feeling scared. Like I feel out of breath. I'm this type of energy, like I'm picking it up, you know what I mean? It's almost like, oh, I don't know what to do, you know? It's almost that feeling like, what should I do? But there's all these open doors here. There's this Queen of Wands here coming in with great energy, new opportunity. And it's like good fortune, good news, but this blockage is here because something may not have went as planned, you know? So that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your energy for this week. And now we're going to jump into messages from Spirit. Welcome to your second segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some messages from the ancestors, guardians, and guides from the Most High. See what they would like to convey, say, or make you aware of for this week. It all depends who wants to come through and what will be conveyed to the collective. All right. We're going to start off with the Angel Tarot, and then I'll make my rounds to four other decks, all right? And we'll name them off when we get there. All right, so ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, what messages do you have for the collective today? Okay, we have renewal and the Four of Cups. Okay, let me set this aside here. So it looks like there's some things that are coming up for review this week. Spirit is making it clear that things from the past could be coming up and you could perceive them with a lot of ton. I can't speak for shit. I'm telling you what. You're perceiving these things with tons of compassion and forgiveness. And this could be taking you on a new trajectory of healing and bringing new clarity and really like bringing this extra feeling within the heart space, right? But we also have the Four of Cups here. It's like there's some type of magical opportunity, but there's this energy of not fully seeing this magic opportunity, missing some type of message here, but it's coming in like, boo, there's like tons of distraction, and it's kind of like there's discontentment and boredom, and you're like kind of floating around in this energy, right? And Spirit is here trying to wake you up with something, but we're going to see what that something is. I'm trying to feel if I should get, I'm feeling like I should get one more card from this deck. And see, yeah, we have the World that literally just flipped out. First shuffle. Yeah, this is like coming in, like bringing like tons of different things. And it's so much like this is like this point where Spirit wants you to be proud and you might not be like that enthused about something. This also has to do with like spiritual enlightenment. You could be receiving tons of downloads from Spirit, and in between the deck we have the High Priestess. So it's like a time to go inward and discover something within and developing some type of gifts of intuition. All right, but let's see what Spirit, let me see, we're gonna use the Spirit Talk deck to see what type of themes we have here, what themes are coming in this week for the collective, Spirit. What themes do we have? Where are the themes coming in this week, Spirit? All right, creativity. Okay. So Spirit could be wanting you to, okay, and then we have Clarity. Okay. So there could also be a feeling, you might be doing something, there could be something creativity that you might, there could be something creativity. There's something that you could be creating, or maybe working on, and something that you're going to be doing this week. It looks like Spirit is bringing in some type of nudges, with Clarity. And they're like making it like well, like known. Something that you're seeking is literally right in your peripherals. There's some type of knowing, some type of understanding, like is right in your vicinity. But this is going to be something that you're going to notice while doing something in a creative aspect. You could be building something. You could be drawing. You can, you know, the options are endless, right? But there's some type of clarity that's going to be coming in as you're doing something with this creativity. Something that you're doing is going to bring in some type of clarity of some sort. So be on the lookout for that, because it's almost like they're throwing apple. It's almost like you're sitting under an apple tree and they're just throwing apples at you. Like, look, you see that? Did you see it? Did you see the apple? Did you see it? It's almost like you're sitting under a tree of like apples and you're just chilling there. And these apples are like hitting you in the head and you're like, this Spirit, hey, did you see that? Did you see that? It's almost like that type of energy. All right. Now we're going to get some messages from the Goddess Guidance before we get some conversation cards from Spirit. All right, Spirit, what other messages do you have for the collective? Ancestors, Guardians, Guides of the Most High, what messages do you have? Okay. We have Bodies of Water. So, you know, you could be wanting to spend some time around, you know, bodies of water, a river, an ocean, to really help recharge your energies. So you could be, you know, chilling out by a lake, you know, and really, you know, cleansing your energies during this time and really feeling like at a breath of fresh air. All right. And then we have Sensitivity. So you can be becoming like real sensitive to your environment, things that are going on around you. It might be, you know, irritating your motherfucking energy. It could feel like, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I don't want to be around that shit today. It's like giving that type of energy. So Spirit is like noticing that you're becoming more sensitive to energies, especially with people around you. You could be noticing like, man, this shit ain't, I'm not really feeling this. Okay, this ain't where I'm feeling like I should be right at this moment. You know, your energy could be like saying, you know, I don't know. Okay. So let's see what Spirit would like to conversate with you this week of the Ancestors, Guardians, and Guides of the Most High. Let's see who's coming through. All right, Ancestors, Guardians, Guides, Spirit, what messages do you have for the collective this week? What do they need to know, hear, be aware of? All right, we have Hope. So, your loved ones in the spirit world, it's like they know when you want to, how can I say this? Your loved ones in the spirit realm know when to reach out. If they see like you're in some type of energy where it's probably not the best, you know, whether you're caught up in some type of difficult moment or some type of energy where it's kind of like a tug of war, it's like a push and pull with someone or someone specific. they're coming in saying, like, there's hope. There's still hope here, whatever that situation may be. Your ancestors, guardians, and guides know that there's some type of energy where you're not feeling the best regarding maybe a specific person, and they want you to know that there is hope that you can look for. All is not lost. All right, what else? Ancestors, guardians, guides of the Most High. We also have let go. So once you let go of some type of outcome, you'll be able to release the emotional constraints and have whatever has held you back in the past. You're going to like free yourself from that. So trusting in like the higher good and the guidance of the spiritual, you'll have not only the best intentions at heart, but you know, you'll be able to do everything that you want to do, and you'll be protected all in the same sense. So, you know, spirit is coming through letting you know, like, it's easier to release control and let the universe do what it does, okay? And it's almost like spirit's like, look, we know that you're holding on pretty tight to something, but you need to loosen up a little bit so, you know, things can flow naturally. Instead of like just building up all in one, it's like taking water and blocking it, and it just keeps rising and rising, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Spirit's like, let go so everything can become balanced. Because if you hold on to something or you try to push and pull, it's like kind of, you know, creates a little bit of a blockage. All right, we also have ancestral wisdom. So you know, your ancestors are here and they want you to know that they love you. They walk with you on earth. You know, and this is many years before you were even here. Okay. They want you to know that at this point in time, they're with you to help you learn and help you to come to this level of growth from past experience that they've endured. And want you to know that, look, you're a part of our legacy, and we want to keep helping you and continue to see you evolve. And we're, you know, keeping eyes on you here in the spiritual realm. So, you know, you do have your ancestors coming through. Not only that, you have, you know, past loved ones from your immediate side, as well as ancestral. And they are all here backing you up. They're like, look, we got you. Just relax. You know, which isn't the easiest to do. Change is hard. Change is scary. Trust me, I understand completely. And it's almost like, look, we got you. You're protected. So once you let go and let the universe, you're going to be all right. Now, we also have vulnerability. So, you know, so much like it's a confirmation that you are seeking to like tread into the unknown, unfamiliar territory where decisions are based more on intuitive than rational energy, which is like that inner knowing. But it's like, don't let the fear hold you back or allow you to misguide your own sense of feeling vulnerable or feeling like being vulnerable is negative. Spirit's like, wait, why? Spirit's feeling like you feel being vulnerable is a negative aspect, and they want you to know that it's not. It's very it's this energy of being in self and really like embracing that. Vulnerability is like one of the bravest things one can do. It's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart or the weak of, you know, kneecaps. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, spirit's like, look, we see that you are seeking. You are looking, and they're here for it. But this could be like an energy of like, there, this moment of energy of all this goodness, it's literally right in your peripherals, but you could be missing all this from a lot of different outside noise and that energy of feeling like the discontentment or feeling that bored energy. But Spirit's like, look, we got you. We're behind you. We're standing here. We got your ancestors. We got, you know, past loved ones on the other side from, you know, current generations and ones from, you know, thousands of years ago. They're here. They're backing you. They're protecting you. They want you to know that you do have this intuitive knowing, this intuitive guidance, but you could be kind of shying away from it. They just want you to release it and really embrace it because they do see that you are seeking it. And, you know, it might not be the easiest of energy, but they said we're here for it. And then we have the last card out, receive. So, they really want you to learn how to have this energy of flow with the tide. You can't just always be like the wave. It runs on a push and pull to make a wave, right? So it always can't just be a push, push, push. There has to be also a pull. So ancestors, guardians, and guides are here saying that you need to be as much as you, you know, give, also have to be open to receive because if you are currently or always giving and never receiving, this creates unbalanced energy to where you are not opening yourself up to receive any of this, you know, abundance or energy. And, you know, this doesn't mean like, oh, you know, you are, you know, doing something wrong or anything like that. No. They love your kind heart. They love your compassion, your empathy. But they also want you to know, like, hey, this is creating unbalanced energy. So if you are overgiving, overextending, overreaching out, going an extra mile when nobody's giving you a foot, you know, spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides are saying this is creating an unbalanced energy. And just as the ocean has a push and pull to create a wave, you must also allow that energy to come flow back in to push it back out. Okay. All right. So we have 1555 on the timer. All right. Check that angel number. Now that's what I have for you from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. Now let's get you some love messages. All right, my lovely human beings, welcome to your last segment of the podcast where we're going to get some love messages, see what comes on through. So I'm going to be using a couple different decks. So we're going to start off with Miss During Virtue and we're going to see, or no, we're going to start off with the Cupid's Arrow to get a theme on this love energy for this week for the collective. Remember, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the energetic rules as they may apply. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective regarding love. What is the theme coming in this week, Spirit, regarding love? Let's get one more shuffle. All right, what is the theme regarding love this week for the collective spirit? All right, we have pay attention and stress. So be on the lookout for signs from divine that are going to be coming around for you to pay some type of acknowledgement to. And it's looking like stress is coming in regarding to love. And at the bottom, we have overcoming obstacles. So it looks like there is some cleansing, detoxifying that's going on in regards to some type of energy regarding love. All right. So there could be some things that you might be on the lookout for that divine is going to be thrown in your face. Could be some things that bring clarity. Could be some red flags regarding certain love connections, right? Take the energy how it resonates. Let's see. Let's get one card from Mystering Virtue Love Romance Angels deck. Can we get a clarification on this energy, Spirit? What is this? Okay. We have What is that? Okay, we have X's. What the hell? Okay, so there could be something regarding X's. Let's get one more card. Okay, and romantic feelings. So there could be something coming in with an ex connection, ex partner, you know, whatever the case may be. Situationship, romance, take the energy how it resonates, but there's something regarding a ex, and there's some romantic feelings coming up. So this could be causing some type of stress, but let's see what is going on. All right, now we are going to get some messages regarding your person's energy from the Island Time Wellness Romance deck. Let's get a little bit of energy on who the collective is connecting with regarding love, spirit, ancestors, guardians, guides of the Most High. What is the collective's person? What do they have going on energetic wise? So there could be something coming up. You know, an ex from the past could be coming in. This could be causing you a little bit of stress. But there's some type of romantic feelings attached to this. So whether there's some type of sign coming in and caution, whether it's some clarification, a divine sign to let you know something regarding this connection, but it looks like there's some stress connected to it, and it's looking like it needs to be cleaned and cleared out. All right, Spirit, what do we have going on with the collective's person regarding love? All right, we have coffin. So there's some type of new beginnings on the horizon with whom you're connecting with. So there could have been some type of old patterns that needed to end to start some type of new beginnings. So there's some type of growth that's coming in. We also have keys on a ring. So there's a lot of options your person, your ex-person could be having. But there's some type of decisions that are unconventional tied to this. So they could be off, you know, enjoying a third party. Well, not necessarily a third party because you're not in connection. But they could be enjoying themselves with like one night stands, what have you. But I don't, let's see. Okay. And then we have healthy choices. So yeah, making healthy choices in love life, especially looking for more better patterns regarding like with self-love, self-care, and you know, so this person, okay, in camera, okay, and cassettes. So let's see what your person's energy is here. We have coffin, keys on a ring, healthy choices, camera, and cassette. So with this coffin here, it looks like your person is looking at old patterns, cycles, and seeing that these did not work. So there has to be some type of new beginning in order to have a progression with you. We also have keys on a ring, and this person can be out enjoying themselves with many different options, very unconventionally. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, energy of dip it and do it type of deal. But this person is noticing like, hey, I need to make some, we have healthy choices here. This person is noticing that this is probably not the best of energy for them. And they're starting to realize that there needs to be some type of choices that are made, especially when it comes to self-love and really taking that time to love on thine ass, because once you do, you know, once this person does, they're going to see that, you know, with this keys on a ring, all these options aren't really that valuable and kind of start pushing that away. It also looks like your person has camera here, so they could be reminiscing on old times, old past memories. And with cassette here, this is like your person noticing that this outdated thinking, patterns, cycles do not motherfucking work anymore. And they're noticing like, you know, oh, you know, I should have did this back then, or I should have did that. Maybe that wasn't right. So there is some type of back and forth with your person regarding past events and how things may have played out. Now let's get some conversation cards from your person. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what their person would like to communicate in this reading. Please and thank you. Okay, we have, I'm sorry. We have, I am sorry. I hate how much I've hurt you. I'm sorry for all the pain I've caused you. You didn't deserve it. So again, this person is, you know, looking back and replaying these past events and aren't really proud of how things played out or how they may have acted towards you in some sort of way. Ooh. We also have finding myself. You can't make this shit up. This shit is like, you can't even do it. Okay? So your person is taking the time to go within so they can find themselves again. And they need to figure out, you know, what they want out of life and in their space. So, you know, they could be having a lot of options and seeing, like, that's not really the route that they want to go. But they're taking the time to figure out what it is that they want and they don't want. In regards of love, so, but there's some type of red flags here attached to this, so we'll figure that out. All right, we also have gaslighting you. I have been lying and gaslighting you. You weren't crazy. You were right. I just wasn't strong enough to admit it. So this person noticed that you caught on to their games, maybe the bullshit that they were slinging around, and felt like you couldn't smell it, but you did. And you said, this shit right here stinks. What the fuck is that? Okay? And they just didn't want to fess up to, you know, the game that might have been played with, you know, your emotions. Because it was almost like getting caught with a cookie. It's like, oh, I caught you red-handed in the cookie jar. You know what I mean? So it was like, oh, what? You know, so this kind of backed this person up a little bit. And we also have missing you. I miss you. I wish things were different. So again, this person is coming in very remorseful. And trying to figure out, you know, what it is they got going on. And looking at things that may have not worked in the connection. But they are coming in very regretful towards, you know, how things may have played out, things that may have been said. All right, let's get some love messages from your person collective that they would like to convey regarding love messages. Okay. All right, we have... I've been watching you from every source. So this person can be checking up on you online, keeping tabs on you to see what you're up to. And, you know, just looking, peeking. It's like window shopping. They're walking past, peeking, and seeing what you got going on, what you're offering these days. And just keeping tabs on you in some sort of way here. We also have sorry for breaking your trust. So this person may have broken your trust and they're very regretful for doing so. And they're playing back these past memories here and looking back at things and don't really feel the best about how everything played out. We also have big egos. It says big egos would lead this relationship into a dark place. So it's almost like this person at the time was... you know, going within the ego and maybe things in the relationship got a little dark and tainted. Okay, and then we have don't lose faith in us. There's good things ahead. And then we have from time to time, we will have a happy ending if we both empathize on the love that we have for our true selves. So this person is like wanting to, you know, have empathy from both sides and an understanding on where things went wrong somewhere here. And we also have, I miss the old you, I miss us. Last card out, I feel bad for letting you down. We'll get one more. Okay, and then we have, I do appreciate everything you have been giving this whole time. So this person, even, you know, this person is like appreciating you, even though you may not be in connection. They have never stopped appreciating you. The appreciation runs pretty deep. And at the bottom of the deck, we have, wish you could put yourself in my shoes to understand how I feel. All right, so this person could be seeking some type of empathy and, again, wanting to see things from both angles and have some type of understanding, but also, you know, looking back and seeing that they were, you know, probably not acting in the best regard when it comes to a connection with you and may have made a few mistakes, but they are coming in very regretful this week. Let me see. We'll get some advice from the Cupid's arrow. Advice, spirit, closing messages, advice. All right, we have expansion. So, you know, there's a lot of growth. Spirit is coming in saying, look, there's a lot of growth that's going on, and there is some type of confession we just had to sling out. So there could be someone, your person coming in confessing something here. We also have new opportunity and rest. So, and at the bottom of the deck, patience. So there is going to be some expansion, some type of growth coming in from some sort of confession, of message, really bringing something to the table here to let you know something. But whatever this is, there's some type of new opportunity forming from this. And this is really coming in from, you know, inner insight, some type of new experience where there's this expansion and growth. But spirit's like, you know, listen to your body. We have rest here. Listen to your body and what you're feeling when in connections or contact with certain love connections. Okay, and that's what I have for you, collective. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time, which will be on a Friday, 14:44 on the timer. Clock that angel number. I'll see you on the next one.